listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 2. Today's episode is titled, A Letter to the 92%. This is a heartfelt message to the 92% of Black women like me who voted for Kamala Harris. Together, we made history. And yet, the journey has not been without its sacrifices. This episode is about honoring our resilience, acknowledging our exhaustion, and learning how to choose rest over rescue. So, let's dive in. Throughout history, Black women have been the backbone of movements for justice and equality. From the suffragists to the civil rights movement to today's fight for racial, social, and economic justice, we have always shown up. But let's be honest, how often have we been recognized for our contributions? How often have our sacrifices been repaid with equity, care, or even acknowledgement? Too often, we are celebrated for our strength while being denied the space to be vulnerable. Kamala Harris becoming vice president was a watershed moment. But let's not forget that our vote for change also came at a cost to our time, our energy, and in many cases, our mental health. And while we celebrate her accomplishments, we need to ask ourselves, when will we stop carrying the world and start choosing to carry ourselves? As Black women, we've been conditioned to rescue, to be the ones who step in and save the day at our own expense. We've done it in our families, our communities, and yes, even in politics. But choosing rescue over rest is not sustainable. It's time for us to choose ourselves first. So let me give you a couple of examples. The first one is workplace advocacy. Many of us are the go-to person at work, always stepping in to fix problems, mediate conflicts, and mentor others. But what happens when we're burned out? Who rescues us? We have to set boundaries and recognize that our worth isn't tied to how much we can endure. And the next is family obligations. Maybe you're the one holding your family together, managing everything from finances to emotional support. But at what cost? Choosing rest might look like you saying no to that one additional task or taking a weekend just to yourself. Inauguration Day. For some, it will be a day of pride and celebration. For others, it will be a day of grief for the sacrifices made and the battles yet to be won. Let's give ourselves permission to feel all of it. The anger, the pain, the exhaustion, the grief, and maybe some glimmers of hope. Let's also commit to letting this day be a turning point where we prioritize healing and self-preservation as much as we prioritize justice for others. Now I want to share with you 10 affirmations for healing. These are words to remind us of our worth, our power, and our right to rest.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.